All right, we're speaking with Kimberly Klaus, who is a dairy producer from California, and we're talking about exports. Now, Kimberly, I understand that exports represent about 8% of our annual domestic milk production, and that's about double what it was just about 10 years ago. So what are the trends that we're seeing in export numbers for this year? How are things going?
We're only continuing to see them increase. Actually, a year ago at this time, we're already 14% above where we were a year ago at this time as far as exports.
Really?
We have increases in cheese, a 28% increase. In whey proteins, we have a 24% increase. And in lactose, we have an 18% increase. So things are only continuing to go up. So that's good news for dairy farmers.
What are the major countries for our dairy?
Well, our biggest export market is Mexico, which would be nice and close, and so that's why it works really well for us. But we also have major markets in Asia, Japan, China area. We're also getting in the Middle East. And Russia is also becoming a big market for us also, with dairy products.
Russia, that's interesting. Now, how do you go about promoting dairy exports to see the increase that we've seen?
Well, it's the U.S. Dairy Export Council has done such a great job of promoting our dairy products. We actually have offices in 9 countries throughout the world.
Really?
So we have people on the ground that are making contacts in these countries, letting them know about American dairy products, what we have available, what would be good ingredients in their, maybe it's an infant formula, where we can tell them what type of our products would be able to be a match for that. And in turn, they're also finding out what processors or what people are looking for in those countries so they can go back to processors in the U.S. and get those products and make those connections.
Well, how do exports benefit U.S. dairy producers?
That only helps our domestic market because it gets more product out of the U.S., and that only increases our domestic market as far as our prices that we receive for our dairy products.
Well, I know that we've seen a pretty major difference in prices this year. How are exports going to help that?
They're only going to help to continue to increase our prices because by getting more products outside the U.S., we're going to be able to have higher prices here within the U.S. See, there's such an opportunity when 95% of the world population lives outside the U.S., that's a wide open market. And the next, actually, between 2003 and 2010, there will be close to a 600,000-ton shortfall. And so as a dairy farmer, when you're talking in, you know, hundreds of thousands of tons or billions of pounds, those are big numbers for dairy farmers, and that's what we need in order to help our domestic price.
Now, how do we meet that demand when we see, you know, the numbers of dairy producers declining?
Well, we're still on a national level. We're still continuing to increase as far as our milk production. Yes. We're becoming more efficient on our farms, and so that will continue to happen, and so we need to continue to find markets for that so we can have good prices.
All right. Very good. Thank you
very much,
Kimberly.